Welcome to the Inspiration Show podcast with your host, Natalie Ledwell. If you'd like to tune into the Inspiration Show TV channel and watch all of the episodes, as well as receive 6 pre-made mind movies valued at $234, please go to www.theinspirationshow.tv.
Today on the show, I'm speaking with Rick Luck, and he goes through and explains the different communication styles that we have in our relationships and how we can improve them so that they're absolutely amazing. So stay tuned. Hi, I'm Natalie Ledwell, and this is The Inspiration Show. And today, my special guest is Richard Luck from Melbourne. Hi, Richard. How are you?
Good, Natalie. How are you going?
Good. I'm going to call you Rick from now on because we're mates. And you're actually my second Australian guest for The Inspiration Show this year. Ron Prasad is a friend of mine. He's actually in Melbourne as well. So I don't know what's in the water down there, but you guys are inspiring people all over the place, which is awesome.
Thank you very much.
So what we might do first is just start with your story and your background, you know, and what it is that you do.
Okay. So, yeah, look, I believe that before we come to this planet that we make a choice about the kind of experience that we want to have in this instance when we're here.
Right.
And what was happening with me was that I wasn't actually following that choice that I'd made. So the universe, in its own wonderful way, had been giving me little nudges all the way along through my life, and I really just wasn't paying any attention. I wasn't actually getting with the program that of the choice that I had made before I came here. So successively or progressively, each of the little nudges from the universe became, you know, harder and harder until finally they gave me this huge kick in the backside, and essentially I lost my career. I lost all of my material possessions. I ended up getting divorced. My mum was inflicted with a terrible, terrible disease that she only actually lived for a couple of months after she was diagnosed with it. Not that, you know, that was anything that I had done with the universe, but the way I was behaving at that time was pretty bad. And I was just coasting through life. I wasn't seeing what was going on. And this huge kick that the universe gave me finally made me start to pay attention. And I remember, like, as I said, I lost everything. I even got evicted from a very cheap apartment that I was in. And, you know, that is just so embarrassing. Like, when, you know, you get the eviction notice and you've got to get out. It's embarrassing. It's a terrible feeling. And I ended up living on someone's fold-out couch for quite a while. But eventually I got the message, right? And there was I remember going into this health food store I used to go in each day, and there was a book on the counter there that I was absolutely drawn to. And I didn't buy it. I kept finding reasons not to buy it or excuses not to buy it. I was still not listening. But eventually, because the owner of the health food store was actually clearing out all of the books, slowly all the books around it disappeared until that was literally the last one left. And I thought, you know, it's time to wake up. It's time to actually start listening to the universe, start to pay attention to what's going on. So I bought the book. It was Wayne Dyer's Power of Intention. It's just, you know, an incredible book. And it helped me understand how I wasn't connecting with the universe. And once I read the book and started to make the connection, that's when everything in my life changed. So I went from, you know, having nothing to building a very, very successful property investment business. I ended up with 6 properties. I think it was in the first 6 I got in the first 2 years, which was pretty phenomenal considering I had a pretty bad credit rating and I'd been evicted from my apartment. So I think when you listen to the universe, it opens doors for you and it makes it easy for you because you're going down the path that you're meant to be going.
Absolutely.
And after I'd done that, that gave me my financial freedom, and I realized that I'd also been getting a nudge from the universe to start being able to help people and start coaching people. I seem to have a natural gift for it. So I started creating our life coaching business, and I ultimately created our Breakthrough to Brilliance program that I think there's been 4,000 or 5,000 people have gone through that now. So, yeah, that's how it came about.
I know that you have had, you know, like you just said in your story, you've had like personal experience with you know, relationships and breakups and so forth. And I know this is a part of what you do and what you teach. And specifically, you teach a lot about communication styles, with relationships and how you can, you know, basically create a successful relationship. So can you tell us a little bit about, you know, that type of thing of how people can, you know, look at the relationship they have now and improve what it is that they have?
Yeah, sure. I think like communication is really important, and communication is so much more than just the words that we use. You know, it extends to really understanding and accepting our partner for who they are and the model and their model of the world, right? So, you know, even though we'll talk about communication, I just like to say that you need to be able to accept your partner and their model of the world. So not just tolerate it, but actually, you know, accept them for who they are and all of the things about them. One of the things that we can talk about today, just in the short time that we've got, is understanding a little bit more about your partner and how they work. And I love to talk about this because it's called metaprogram. So that's the NLP technical name for it. But basically what it means is it's our underlying operating system. And we're born with this, right? As a general rule, it's not something that is created within us as a result of our beliefs and values that we gain as we grow up. It tends to be more nature than actually nurture. So it's kind of innate in that it's not, whatever our operating system is, it's not right, it's not wrong, it's not good, it's not bad. It is what it is, yeah. Yeah, that's right. If you begin to understand that and accept that, then you'll really be able to begin and understand and accept your partner for who they are rather than just tolerating them. But there's one that I really love, and it's called, one of these operating systems is called samenesses and differences, right? And I'm a sameness person, right? So what that means is I always like to do the same things over and over and over again, right? And Hayley, you know Hayley, my business partner, yes. Right? She's a differences person, right? So you can see that, right, straight away this is going to cause conflict in our business relationship, let alone, you know, if your partner was, say, a sameness person and you were a differences person, this would cause a great deal of conflict because we'll go out for dinner and she'll, like Hayley will say to me, where do you want to go? And I'll say, I want to go to Curry Curry, which is down in Camberwell. But, you know, we've been to Curry Curry for the last 6 months every time we go out, right? Because that's what I do. I'm just the sameness person. Yeah. And she'll just go, no, we've got to go somewhere else. We've got to go somewhere else. And that's who she is, right? Mm. So when you can understand that neither of us are right or wrong in the terms of the way that we think, because it's just our operating system, that means that you can begin to really accept your partner, really accept them rather than tolerate them for who they are. And as a result of that acceptance, you can then go, well, all right, so I understand that you're a differences person and I understand that you need to do different things. And as much as that pushes me outside my comfort zone sometimes, I'm happy to go and do those differences with you because I know that that's really important to you and that's what you need. And she'll do the same for me. She'll say, all right, we went somewhere different last time, so we'll go back to Curry Curry in Camberwell for you this time. So that's just one of the operating programs that you can have. And another one, have I got time to tell you about another one?
Sure.
So another one that people can have that can cause some problems in a relationship is abstract and detail, right? So again, it's just the way you're born. It's an operating system. So some people will think about things at a really abstract, high level, like they automatically take the 60,000-foot view. And other people will see things really detailed. They're right down there at the 2-inch view of something, right? And again, Hayley and I I'm the 60,000-foot viewer abstract, and she's the detailed person. So in terms of a relationship, if you're actually with your partner might say your partner's an abstract person and you're a detailed person, right? Your partner comes home after a hard day at work and comes in the front door and you say, how was your day, darling, right? And your partner goes, good, right? That's a 30,000 or 60,000-foot view of what the day was like, right? Yeah. So then that's all they need to communicate. Mm-hmm. But if you're a detailed person, you want to know what they did at 9, at 9:05, at 9:08. You want to know everything that happened in their day, right? Mm-hmm. And your partner's going, I don't want to tell you this. It was a good day. Leave me alone. I'm ready to rest, you know?
Yeah.
When you understand that these are just operating systems that we have, that your partner, it doesn't mean your partner doesn't want to talk to you. It doesn't mean that your partner doesn't love you any less.
Yeah.
All it means is this is how your partner operates, right? Mm. And from the same point of view, when your partner understands that that you're a detailed person, and accepts you for being a detailed person rather than tolerating it, just accepts that for who you are, then what they'll do is they'll start to communicate with you in a way that you need to be communicated in. So they'll take the time to tell you about what their day was like, because they understand that's who you are, that's the way you operate, and that's important to you.
Yeah.
So these are the things that are really important in the relationship. This is a form of communication, understanding, is your partner an abstract person or a detailed person? Is your partner a sameness or a differences? I'm not sure. What would you be? What do you reckon you are, samenesses or differences?
Glenn and I are both differences. We're, thank goodness. We live in between Sydney and San Diego, and you know, we travel all over the world, and every time we travel, like we might go to one place regularly. Like when we go to Europe, we always go to Ibiza because we have friends there and we kind of love that island. But then it's like, okay, but we have to go somewhere new as well. So, yep. You know, but we, thank goodness we're on the same page with that. But even when you look at our relationship, Glenn's the big picture guy. You know, he sees it from the 60 foot, you know, and well, how I used to describe it is like, he's the big bitchy guy and I'm the wheel turner. I'm the one that, and he can, you know, make the stuff happen, or, you know, I can actually see how we can put the systems in to make that actually come to fruition. Yeah. So I think it's, you know, I think it's good that you have the contrast too, because you don't want to be you don't want to be married to yourself. You need to have that little bit of a contrast, but I think it's good that you have that, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. I think contrast is, it's fabulous. Ideally, you want a partner that's going to complement you, not be the same as you. You want that complement. But the trick to it is understanding that that's just the way they operate, and come to, not just to accept it, but to come to love and appreciate them for that part of who they are, and your relationship will just, you know, it'll blossom. And yeah. It really will. It just makes such a huge difference.
Yeah. And I know we, because, you know, Rick is actually on our monthly SSA call for our monthly membership. And we were talking on the call about, you know, having your relationships and choosing the way that you feel, or taking ownership of the way that you feel. Because you can choose to look at your partner and go, well, they're different to me, so I'm just tolerating this. This is something that I just have to put up with. Or you can go, you know what? I'm going to choose to embrace this. I'm going to choose to embrace the contrast and the difference, because, you know, sometimes if you're a sane person, it's really good to have someone to pull you outside of that comfort zone every once in a while. You know,
absolutely.
So show you what's on the other side.
Absolutely. I had never eaten Vegemite until I was 35 years old, because I never tried it. It wasn't on my sameness list of things to do. I'd never done it, therefore I wasn't going to. And
right.
Someone introduced it to me, and now it is on my sameness list of things.
Okay, well, I'm glad that you've joined the rest of the Australian population with the Vegemite situation.
Absolutely.
No, that's awesome. Rick, so thank you so much for joining us today. And like I said, Rick is actually on our SSA call this month. Now, if you want to find out more about the SSA membership, there's a banner over to the side there that you can click on and actually go through and explain what that's all about. But it includes like a live call with a great guest every month. And, of course, this month is Rick. But some subliminal software, some subliminal audios as well, and a members-only blog where you can ask me specific questions. So you can click on the banner to go through, which is over to the side here. But, Rick, where can we send people that they want to find out more about you and what it is that you do?
That'd be great. www.richardaluck.com. So that's just RICHARDALUCK, L-U-C-K. I nearly had trouble spelling my own name then. RichardAluck.com.
Perfect, perfect. And, guys, if you click on the banner just here, you can go directly through to Rick's website from there. So thanks again, Rick, for joining me. It's been a pleasure having you and talking with you this morning.
Thank you, Natalie. I really appreciate it. And congratulations on all the wonderful work you're doing and how you're making a huge contribution to the planet. It's really spectacular.
Thank you. Thank you. Now, guys, I encourage you to share this video and the information in it. And you can do that by clicking the Facebook and the Twitter share buttons above. And if you haven't done so already, make sure that you put your email in the box above there. I would love to send you my Manifesting with the Masters video e-course. It has masters like Bob Proctor, John Assaraf, Joe Vitale. It's valued at $87, and I'd like to send it to you for free. So make sure that you put your email in the box above there to get that. So until next time, remember to live large, choose courageously, and love without limits. We'll see you soon.
Thanks for tuning in to the Inspiration Show podcast with Natalie Ledwell. Remember, if you'd like to check out the Inspiration Show TV channel and watch videos of all the episodes, as well as receive 6 pre-made mind movies valued at $234, please go to www.theinspirationshow.com.